the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Planning for a vacation. Perhaps you book the flights, car rental, accommodations, and excursions well in advance. Now, you need to figure out how you're going to fuel all of that fun. Peek at some local restaurant websites, and you'll whet your appetite for some unique cuisine. Though it all sounds delicious, your beach body may be no more if you aren't careful. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, Natalie Allen is my guest. She is a clinical instructor in the Biomedical Sciences Department and the dietitian for all Missouri State University athletes. She's here to tell us how to make smart dietary choices on vacation.
First of all, I think when you go on vacation, it's important to remember that this might be a time that you want to splurge or eat a little bit of ice cream or have that extra dessert, but don't do that every meal. You don't need to get completely off track on a nutrition plan over the vacation. So a couple of easy tips for people would be eat a good, sensible breakfast and lunch, because in America, we tend to eat more at dinner. So that's the meal where people tend to go out to eat. So if you can kind of save up some of the calories, still eat breakfast and lunch, but maybe have a little bit smaller portion size, or don't have dessert then, or, you know, share your meal, then you maybe are not going to feel as bad, or have a little bit more room to eat extra at night. Other things that would be good tips for saving calories on vacation is limit your alcohol intake. Alcohol tends to be a place that people forget that the calories, they really add up quickly. And also, what are you eating when you're drinking those calories? It's usually not an apple when you're having an alcoholic beverage. So again, enjoy yourself within moderation, but keep in mind alcohol adds up. Try to avoid late night eating if you can. Instead, if you are wanting to get out of the hotel or do something at night, you know, take a walk around the city, walk on the beach, go to the pool and have a swim. But late night calories can really throw a curveball to a good nutrition or diet plan. If you're looking in a restaurant, try to avoid things that are fried. Limit your sauces and dressings or get those on the side. Share your meal with your people you're with, your family, your friends, your spouse. Portions are really big in America right now, so there's probably more than enough, and you're most likely not going to take it home. So share that with someone. Only take one piece of bread, or limit your bread basket, or chips and salsa, or all those things that come out before the meal does. That can really easily add up pretty quickly calorie-wise. And then look at the drinks that you're having, not just alcoholic drinks, but sugary drinks, juicy drinks, drinks by the pool, drinks on the beach. Those tend to, again, add up calorie-wise pretty quickly.
Because you might be out in the sun or traipsing around a city, you may feel like you've earned some more snacks and more calories. Allen says that we don't burn off as much as we think we do.
People burn about 100 calories per mile of walking or running. So that's one cookie, or maybe half of a smoothie, right? It's not that many calories. So certainly indulge while you're on vacation. But even a better way to look at this is to think, okay, could I walk there? Could I see some extra sights instead of taking a taxi? Could I walk? Could I play with my kids on the beach? Could I go down to the pool and swim with them? And think about ways that you can enjoy your family and be active while on vacation in minimal amounts. It doesn't need to be anything crazy, but gosh, calories add up pretty quickly, and most people don't burn as many calories as they think they do.
It's not realistic to plan to cook every meal or to avoid every indulgence. So Allen offers quick tips for saving money and calories to keep you happier with your health.
One of the best ways to save money and also calories while on vacation is to make a quick trip to the grocery store and stock up on a few things. So probably your best bet is going to be things like fruits and vegetables. They make great snacks. The fruit is also something you could eat for breakfast. Also buy single serving portions of like nuts, for example, or some kind of a bar, like a granola bar that your kids might like, something that you can keep on hand. It's going to be a lot less expensive, and it's also probably going to be a lot less calories if you choose it yourself. If you do happen to stay somewhere that has a kitchen in it, certainly sandwich supplies, make some wraps, grill some vegetables or some meat out. And if you do that at night, then make extras and you can have that for lunch and save yourself the hassle of having to go out. And again, probably get something that's a little bit more healthy.
That was Natalie Allen, clinical instructor in the Biomedical Sciences Department and the dietitian for all Missouri State University athletes. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.